Test 4, Paper 2, Listening. Part 3. You will hear a woman talking about holiday jobs for students. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at Part 3. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Many, if not most students, try to get a holiday job at some point during their studies. There are certainly a large number of different jobs available to do in the holidays, so there's a good choice out there for you. The kind of job you try to get will depend partly on why you want a job in the first place. Let's be practical about this and say that the majority of students trying to get a holiday job are doing so because they need the money. However, let me add that the experience you gain by doing a job is very useful too. There are various ways you can find out about jobs. There are detailed guidebooks, and these days, some excellent websites. The most useful information is going to be from friends, though, since they'll tell you about their own experience and won't, hopefully, lie to you. So, OK, let's say you've seen a job or jobs that you want. Time to apply. Write your letter. Remember that your letter is all the employer is going to know about you to start with. So don't be efficient or clever and send the same letter to everyone, but write your letter in a personal way. Say things about the company or hotel or whatever it is that show you're really interested. You need to stand out from the crowd. Well, with a bit of luck, you should get a reply inviting you to interview. This is your chance to shine. Make sure you're ready for it. Research the company. Get the right clothes. Check how to get there so you're not late on the day. Doing all this means you're more likely to get the job. It's also very important to understand what the job involves. What lies behind the advertisement? In order to do the job well, what skills will you need to have? Maybe IT or language or communication. There are different possibilities. Finally, as well as thinking about how you fit the job, think about how the job fits you. What kind of person are you? What do you enjoy? I generally advise students against trying for jobs based in the countryside, as they tend to mean you have less contact with other people, less nightlife in the evenings and so on. But you may be different. It's all your choice. So go and make the most of it.
Now listen again.
Many, if not most students, try to get a holiday job at some point during their studies. There are certainly a large number of different jobs available to do in the holidays, so there's a good choice out there for you. The kind of job you try to get will depend partly on why you want a job in the first place. Let's be practical about this and say that the majority of students trying to get a holiday job are doing so because they need the money. However, let me add that the experience you gain by doing a job is very useful too. There are various ways you can find out about jobs. There are detailed guidebooks, and these days some excellent websites. The most useful information is going to be from friends, though, since they'll tell you about their own experience and won't, hopefully, lie to you. So, OK, let's say you've seen a job or jobs that you want. Time to apply. Write your letter. Remember that your letter is all the employer is going to know about you to start with. So don't be efficient or clever and send the same letter to everyone, but write your letter in a personal way. Say things about the company or hotel or whatever it is that show you're really interested. You need to stand out from the crowd. Well, with a bit of luck, you should get a reply inviting you to interview. This is your chance to shine. Make sure you're ready for it. Research the company. Get the right clothes. Check how to get there so you're not late on the day. Doing all this means you're more likely to get the job. It's also very important to understand what the job involves. What lies behind the advertisement? In order to do the job well, what skills will you need to have? Maybe IT or language or communication. There are different possibilities. Finally, as well as thinking about how you fit the job, think about how the job fits you. What kind of person are you? What do you enjoy? I generally advise students against trying for jobs based in the countryside, as they tend to mean you have less contact with other people, less nightlife in the evenings and so on. But you may be different. It's all your choice. So go and make the most of it.
That is the end of part 3.